Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
And Taoiseach Micheál Martin has just taken to his feet. We'll go live.
...of COVID-related restrictions. Almost 6,200 of our families, friends and neighbours across the entire island have lost their lives to the disease. I know that people are physically and emotionally exhausted by this pandemic. It has placed enormous pressure on each of us individually and as a society. Businesses and workers are deeply worried about the future. And we are all completely fed up with the impositions on our lives. What I want to do this evening is set out in clear, straightforward terms where we are, what is going to happen over the next 6 weeks, and where we would like to go from there. Firstly, it is important to pay tribute to your efforts to suppress the virus since the new year. The sacrifices you have made have had a very positive impact. Steadily and surely, we are driving down the levels of infection. Indeed, our progress in response to the latest wave is among the best in Europe, and I want to thank you for your effort. However, the situation that we and indeed all of Europe find ourselves in today is very different to where we were just a short few months ago. The difference, of course, is the emergence of the so-called UK or B117 variant. It is equivalent to a new virus almost, and it is a major problem. In a very short period, it has spread to at least 75 countries around the world, and it is up to 70% more contagious than the original virus. Up to 90% of new infections in this country are from this new variant. The truth is that it has changed the dynamic significantly, and we need to be very careful as we take the next steps forward. Today, the government has published our updated plan for managing our way through the pandemic, the path ahead. Within this document, we set out what we have learned over the course of the last year and explain where we go from here. Essentially, to open up our country safely, we need to keep the numbers of new infections low and accelerate the vaccination program in line with improving supply. The way forward is broadly split into two phases, the situation up to the 5th of April and the period after the 5th of April. Between now and the 5th of April, Ireland will remain within level 5 restrictions. However, there will be three very important differences between the coming 6 weeks and the level 5 period we've just been through. Firstly, we will start the phased and safe return of in-school education. From the 1st of March, we will reopen our schools for junior infants to second class and leaving certificate students. This will involve the return of over 320,000 pupils. This reopening will be monitored, and the plan then will be for all outstanding classes in primary schools and fifth years in secondary schools to return on the 15th of March. The aim then is for all outstanding classes to return after the Easter break. Secondly, we will expand the reopening of childcare. From the 8th of March, the early childhood preschool programme will reopen for all participating children. And from the 29th of March, subject to public health advice, other restrictions will be lifted so that all other children can return to early learning and childcare services. Thirdly, we will resume non-COVID health and social care services over the coming weeks. In advance of the 5th of April, we will then review the situation. It is critically important that we do not let our guard down. We are carefully and gradually reopening schools because we need to get our children back into education. This will represent a major relief for both pupils and hard-pressed parents. When we open things, we want them to stay open. That is why I cannot overemphasize the importance of continued observance of level 5 restrictions. It is why, if you are currently working from home, you must continue to do so. The key concern is the potential impact of increased mobility of the population on the disease, particularly with the new variant and how easily it spreads. Maintaining restrictions is not a commentary on any one sector. Increased mobility is the issue. And that is why we must monitor the situation very carefully and keep it under constant review. We want to reopen society as soon and as safely as possible. So if we can maintain downward pressure on the disease and keep our numbers low, we will then move into the next phase. There are a number of areas where we will be assessing progress when considering what changes may be possible. The government will examine whether it will be safe to begin easing the restrictions on outdoor gatherings, some sporting activities. We will look at the gradual reopening of construction, and we would like to move on the 5K limit on non-essential journeys. The areas which will influence how we progress are as follows. The first is community transmission of the disease. We need to use the month of March to really drive down case numbers and get them as low as possible. Next, we will look at hospital and ICU occupancy. Our health service has been under truly extraordinary pressure, as have the men and women who make it work. We remain deeply grateful for their heroic effort. We need to continue to reduce the numbers of people in hospital because of COVID so that we can protect our health service and allow for non-COVID healthcare to restart safely. And finally, the all-important vaccine programme. Our commitment is to deliver as fast and as comprehensive a vaccination programme as possible. So far, our only limit has been supply. The first of our people being vaccinated are those who are most vulnerable to the disease and those who we rely on to make our health system work. We're making steady progress. Over 350,000 vaccine doses have already been administered, but we are now in a position to implement a major ramping up of the programme, ranging from small local GP surgeries and pharmacists up to a nationwide network of community and regional vaccination centres. We are implementing a programme of vaccination on a scale that is unprecedented in the country's history. By the end of March, we will have administered 1.25 million doses. Then, depending on vaccines arriving as scheduled, we will administer, on average, more than 1 million doses per month during April, May and June. What that means in practical terms is that by the end of April, up to 40% of people over 18 years of age will have had their first dose. By the end of May, up to 64% will have had their first dose. And by the end of June, up to 82% of adults who can be vaccinated will have received at least one dose, and 55% to 60% will be fully vaccinated. We will get through this. But I want to make sure that when we ease each particular restriction, we take a careful approach to ensure that when we open something, it stays open. We want to protect as many people as possible in the coming months until we achieve a critical mass of vaccinations. That is why we will continue to proceed carefully and cautiously, keeping the situation under constant review and being informed at all stages by public health advice. I understand that some people will feel frustrated as you wait for your vaccine, but I ask you to be patient. There will be vaccines for everyone in the country who can be vaccinated. The vaccination programme will completely change the landscape and transform the options available to us as a society for reopening and renewing our country. The breadth, depth and agility of our economy means that we will be in a position to recover. The challenge has always been and remains to ensure that we maintain as many of our businesses as possible intact until they're in a position to get back to work. And that is why we will be maintaining all of the various support schemes for businesses and individuals which were scheduled to close on the 31st of March until the end of June. A new national economic recovery plan to reboot the economy in the aftermath of the pandemic is already in the advanced stages of development within government. €20 million in new additional funding has also been agreed today for mental health supports and investment in communities. We will get through this. We just need to stay focused and get through these next few months safely together. I know how hard this is. I know the toll that it is having on so many people's mental health and well-being. I know the devastation it has brought to so many businesses and livelihoods. But I also know that the end is now truly in sight. We have already shown what a remarkably resilient people we are. We have drawn on a deep innate sense of community and solidarity to get us this far. That's why I know that we will get through this. Thank you very much indeed.
And that was Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking outside government buildings. And listening to the Taoiseach was all of us, and indeed Alison O'Connor, columnist with The Examiner, and she joins us now. Alison, thank you for joining us this evening. What did you make of it?
Well, I guess, Sarah, in the circumstances, I mean, bearing in mind, I suppose, if there was anybody sort of giving him a pep talk just before this, they'd have been saying to him, you know, OK, Micheál, this is possibly the most hostile crowd you're ever going to face. And you're delivering what is essentially a cod liver oil political speech. You know, but you're the Taoiseach, you're the leader of the country. You have to get out there and do it. You have to give people a little bit of hope. I think he tried to do that. I think he did. It was a lot of gulp, cod liver oil. But he also tried to give a little bit of hope in terms of the vaccines. Mm. I suppose one of the first things is that mercifully there was no poetry. I think nobody listening or viewing was in any mood for that. We're gone beyond that. I think the entire country is in a kind of a kick the cat space right now. Mm. So he gave lashings of empathy. There was a lot of, he flattered us. He said we'd done incredibly well, that he didn't mention how bad things were at Christmas, but he did say how well we have done, one of the best in Europe in terms of bringing everything back down, and, you know, spoke about how fed up everybody must be. But then also the reality when he mentioned about the new variants, that 95% of our infections, and therefore that's why there isn't more of a loosening up, which all of us, you know, want to see. But it was interesting then to say that he would basically said we have 6 weeks now, and then we will be reviewing in on April the 5th. Mm. And he also gave, it's the first time, I suppose, Sarah, where he said, look, he basically said that after that, it will depend on where we go then, will depend on community transmission, how much of the virus is being transmitted in the community and in hospital and ICU capacity. So in that way, he handed it back. He said, you know, we all want to be there. We all want to be outside, moving around more. He, you know, spoke about the prospect of widening the 5K limit, more outdoor, meeting outdoor, more construction opening up, more sporting activities. But for that to happen, that unfortunately, we really have to stay very locked in a very locked down situation for the next 6 weeks. And I suppose he then did try, held out that hope about, I mean, it was where he pinned that those figures about the vaccine, saying that by the end of June, 82% of adults would have received their first dose, and up to 60% would be fully vaccinated.
Yeah, and
that gave me that. I don't know about you, but that gave my heart a little flutter of joy.
Yeah, and if that's what he was trying to do, I think maybe he has succeeded in that, because we've had so many figures, haven't we, Alison, of, you know, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, it's going to be this when it comes to vaccines. But to hear that 60% of the adult population will be fully vaccinated by the end of June, that hasn't been out there before.
No, no.
I mean, we've all been looking at September for the majority of us to be vaccinated. But for 60% of us to be vaccinated by the end of June, I think would give people hope.
I think, Sarah, you know, you can understand politicians underpromising or being tempted to underpromise at the moment, because we saw what's happened, that there are difficulties with vaccine issues, with things that are outside of your hands. But I think he realised that after the last week or two, with the lack of discipline in government messaging and the way people have just become very annoyed, that something like that was needed. And something like that is high stakes politically. Yes, we saw the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, getting into trouble only a couple of weeks ago for saying we'd all be vaccinated by September. You know, this is and then there were the issues with supply. You know, this is even earlier. But I think he realised that for the purposes of sanity, something like this was needed, especially if there's no other, you know, there's nothing within that where you thought, oh God, that's a lovely surprise. Mm. It's cold, harsh reality for the next couple of weeks that we're facing into.
Yeah, and as you say, he has divided the lockdown or the next couple of months, I suppose our lives really into, as he put it, up to the 5th of April and after that, and depending on what happens
ahead,
after
as
that.
As he called it, as it's called.
So yeah, a lot of the focus then after the 5th of April, all going well, the focus will be on outdoor gatherings, some sporting gatherings, and extending the 5K. So it's still very slow after the 5th of April.
Oh, yes, because he mentioned a number of times that this issue, it's the same even with the kids going back to school. It's all about the mobility of people. And I suppose we even saw it on Sunday. It was a lovely day. Everyone quite understandably went to wherever their local amenity was, a bit of greenery, a bit of nature. And that this is what, and everyone admittedly was outside, but it's where you have groups of people gathering that is the concern, particularly with how transmissible the new variants are. And I suppose the politicians, the government have been so badly burnt by what happened at Christmas time. And the fact that, look, today's figures showing that despite all our efforts, there's still 575 cases and very sadly 45 deaths. And I think for anyone, I mean, if you're a Neffet nerd such as myself and you watch them regularly, you know, what was said last week. I mean, I wasn't that surprised last week when the Taoiseach was giving those dates and that. But I think it got to the heart of it that in terms of you have a three-party government and there isn't enough discipline, and there's a little bit, I think, of maybe the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael trying to outdo each other a little bit, and ministers then, we'll say even maybe like Dara O'Brien, who understandably really wants to get the construction sector back and get houses built.
Yeah, and there's going to be a press conference from some of those, I think, in a short while.
Yeah, the big ticket construction, construction is not going to, you know, it's not going to happen for the moment.
All right, I know you're staying with us, Alison. The big ticket item, obviously, for the next couple of weeks is going to be the schools, and we're going to be hearing from the INTO next.